1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. This morning I am reminded of the verse in Romans chapter 12 that speaks of being fervent in spirit, which literally means to be overflowing with zeal to the boiling point. This is Romans chapter 12. Amidst these wonderful things that the Apostle Paul is citing in Romans 12, oh boy, what a chapter, right? He says here in verse 11, not slothful in business, not being slothful or lazy or sluggish in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Amen. We should serve the Lord with fervency of spirit, saints. And fervency in spirit refers to zeal overflowing, maintaining zeal to the boiling point. Notice Adam Clark says, do nothing at any time but what is to the glory of God, and do everything as unto Him, and in everything let your hearts be engaged. Be always in earnest, and let your heart ever accompany your hand. So in this message, this brief message, let's explore the term fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. Our theme verse is Romans 12:11, which, while giving and citing numerous instructions from the Lord under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul says that believers are not to be slothful in business. Let's talk about that for a moment. You know, Christians, God's people, should be the most delightful and diligent workers wherever we may find ourselves working or in our own capacity, owning a company. We should be never slothful in business, but always, in contrast, fervent in spirit as we serve the Lord and as we serve others as unto the Lord. Again, the fervent in spirit phrase, Romans 12:11, Dake says that means maintaining zeal to the boiling point. Fervent in the Greek means just that, to be fervent, to be boiling. Adam Clark says, do nothing at any time but what is to the glory of God, and do everything as unto Him, and in everything let your hearts be engaged. Adam Clark, Believer's Bible Commentary, says concerning Romans 12:11 being fervent in spirit, he says, never let your zeal lag or tank or drop. Maintain the spiritual glow. Serve the Lord. Here we are reminded of the words of Jeremiah 48:10, which says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, unquote. Now the word fervent appears 7 times, all in the New Testament. And here's how that word appears. Notice Acts 18:25, speaking of Apollos. It says that he was fervent in the spirit. Amen. Also, Christ's saints are to be fervent in spirit. Romans 12:11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, or maintaining zeal to the boiling point, serving the Lord. Okay, the next time we see the word fervent appear, it speaks of disciples of Jesus and how we're to have a fervent mind toward all saints and to the ministers of the gospel of Christ. Paul says to the Corinthians that they had a fervent mind or disposition toward him, and it caused him to rejoice evermore. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 7. Okay, the next time we see the word fervent appear, it's in James 5:16, and it speaks of fervent prayer, which is to be offered to God for others of his saints. How about 1 Peter 4:8? Jesus' people are to have fervent charity among yourselves, he says. So we're to maintain zeal to the boiling point concerning having fervent charity or love one to another in the body of Christ. 1 Peter 4:8. Fervent heat is the next time we see the word fervent appear in the Bible. In 2 Peter 3, verse 10 through 12, fervent heat, he speaks of, will soon consume the wicked who refuse the salvation that is Christ alone. Notice fervent heat. Judgment day is on the way, saints. Notice 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 12 says the following. First, he says in verse 9 that he's not willing, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And yet we know God gives man a free will. He gives all men the ability to choose or to reject Christ. Verse 10 through 12, notice where we twice see the words fervent heat. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. This sounds like nuclear war, as many would agree. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Remember, Paul said, the things which we see are temporal, but the things which are not seen with our physical eyes are eternal. But we can read about them, such as in Revelation 21, where we see a detailed description of the New Jerusalem, the city that's coming down from heaven, and where the saints of Christ will dwell forever. And yet all of the wicked, the transgressors who refuse to be saved and sanctified by Christ, are going to be vanquished into the lake of fire. This is Revelation 21, the second to last chapter in the canon of Holy Scripture. Check it out afresh and read Revelation 21 on a regular basis, asking God to give you an eternal perspective. Then he says, in verse 12, 2 Peter 3:12, looking for and hasting, in light of what's coming, we're looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire. The heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, in other words, knowing that this judgment is coming from God, be diligent to be found of him in peace, without spot, with no sin, and blameless. And being prepared for the return of Christ would also include being fervent in spirit, maintaining zeal to the boiling point. Okay, another commentary on this fervent in spirit speaks of how it means to be having intense, burning passion, zeal, and enthusiasm for spiritual or kingdom matters, often linked to serving God, rather than being lukewarm or apathetic. Being fervent in spirit implies being boiled with spiritual energy in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Actively engaged and diligent in faith, as described in Romans 12:11, which speaks of not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, quote unquote. It's a passionate, fiery commitment, distinct from fanaticism, involving earnest application and a deep love for God. Being a genuine disciple of Jesus, this isn't speaking of just being elated by some fake or fleeting emotion, but to abide in Christ, to repent afresh at all times needed, and to submit ourselves daily to the Lord in fervent or diligent fellowship with him as we study his word. You know, the word can't get into me unless I get into it. The word is not getting into me unless I'm getting into it. And this is something that has to be done daily in a disciplined manner as a staple of the beginning of every day, to seek the Lord in his strength, to seek his face continually, 1 Chronicles 16:11, in holy prayer communion, spending quality moments alone with God every morning and studying the scriptures and memorizing and meditating upon them, Psalm chapter 1, etc.
Now that we are saved by the Lord, His word alone is our spiritual food.
So the key aspects as we close, saints, concerning being fervent in spirit, deal with intensity, a deep glowing or boiling heat of emotion and dedication. Also, diligence, not being lazy or half-hearted, but actively applying oneself to spiritual duties. Notice the word diligent. The Bible says, the hand of the diligent maketh rich, and that applies first and foremost to our spiritual life, that the hand of the diligent maketh rich. We're rich with Christ being saved, but also being rich with His presence every day requires diligent study of His word every day. In fact, let me go on record again to say that anyone who's not in the Word daily, and that has to start when you first wake up, to be in the Word, to seek the Lord with all your heart in prayer, crying out to God. If you don't begin your day by seeking the Lord, you're going to work on a wrong level all day long, as one writer noticed, and as every one of us knows to be the case by experience. Amen? You got to get up every morning fighting, saints, fighting a good fight of faith, lifting your hands. It doesn't go by feelings. It goes by faith. I wouldn't even begin to seek the Lord every day if it went by feelings. That would be about 80% of the time my feelings aren't there, but it follows thereafter. The joy of the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit begins to kick in when you seek the Lord and His strength. You seek His face continually, not just when it feels good, but always, because He's worthy to be worshiped by those of us He has made and redeemed. And because of who He is, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Psalm 107, verse 2. Okay, and I want you to memorize 1 Chronicles 16:11, which I've quoted at least two times in this message. I'll do it again right now. 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Amen. Okay, concerning being fervent in spirit or maintaining zeal to the boiling point, this commentation also says a strong desire and excitement for God's will, the gospel, and spiritual growth, or growing in the grace of God and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. Don't you just love it when you reflect upon those that exemplify what we're reading about today as those who are fervent in spirit? They're always elated in the Lord. Why is that? Well, why does a fire keep burning? It only keeps burning when you throw logs on it. Otherwise, it fizzles out. It fades. Some of us are thinking of times in our lives when we were on fire for God. It's according to Scripture in this very message. On fire for God would simply mean we have an intense passion and zeal. We maintain zeal to the boiling point, and that's because we stay in the Word. We keep putting logs on the fire of this beautiful fellowship we have with the Father and the Son. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, also, being fervent in spirit refers to, it's often described as being moved, one being moved by the Holy Spirit, a fire within. Also, we have the biblical example, as we read about earlier, in Acts 18:25, where Apollos, boy, what a brief but powerful study that is, in Acts 18, beginning in verse 24, about this brother named Apollos. He was, quote, fervent in spirit, unquote, and he taught diligently the word of God. So, fervency of spirit is expressed in passionate prayer, as we read about earlier in James 5:16, concerning the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man and how it availeth much. In other words, God hears and answers it. Again, that's James 5:16. And how about active, loving service to others? It's how fervency of spirit is manifested and exhibited. How about bold in witnessing the faith of Christ? And finally, being on fire for God, which is opposed to and the opposite of being lukewarm, because we know those that are lukewarm are going to be spewed from his mouth. Revelation 3, 15 and 16. So somebody might say at this juncture, brother, are you saying being fervent in spirit is essential? Well, I would answer that by saying, well, compared to being lukewarm, it sure is. You see, we've got to fight the good fight of faith, saints. 1 Timothy 6:12, or we're going to lose the battle. We're going to be like the five foolish virgins who are rejected, where the bridal chamber of eternal glory is going to be shut in our face, even though we were saved in the past, but we didn't endure to the end, which would be characterized in part by being fervent in spirit, or maintaining zeal to the boiling point. Again, our theme verse, Romans 12:11, before we pray, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Speaking of being lukewarm, think about somebody who is lukewarm toward the Lord. They claim to know him, but they just can't quite make up their mind as to whether or not they're truly going to serve him. They're going to repent, deny self, take up their cross, and follow Jesus in a real and authentic walk daily. Amen. Let us pray, dear saints. Father, we love you and we acknowledge that we need repentance and to be refreshed in your presence. As you said, we would be. We would receive times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord when we repented afresh. Father, let it be. Grant the gift of repentance in the depth of our being, God, and to confess all sin and to have no spot of sin, Lord, and to be full of your Holy Ghost, to be fervent in spirit, to be maintaining zeal to the boiling point out of a poor spirit, a disposition that is utterly dependent upon thee, and a pure heart, God, let it be. As we look for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, let us be fervent in spirit every and all days of our lives as we look for your return. And as we pray with the psalmist, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to your wisdom, which we know includes, and that we ask for now, to be fervent in spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.